The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Not a victory Monday, unfortunately. Not for the pro team. A lot of the college teams did pretty good. We'll get to that as the show goes on. Randy McMichael on vacation this week. We'll talk to Randy on Monday when he returns. But Abe Gordon going to be filling in for Randy all week long. And Abe, not the most fun football game we've ever watched last night from the Atlanta Falcons.
No, it was a great weekend up until about 8:20.
Yeah.
And then it started to slide downhill. And look, some weekends wrap up on a sour note in general, knowing you have to rally the troops, get back to work the next day. This one was stinging. This one hurt.
Yeah.
This one was more frustrating than a loss should be. A game in which the team left as underdogs, right? And so a loss to some extent, explainable, expected. I just wish it didn't feel like these losses were so easy to avoid.
Yeah, I mean, look, the game last night is frustrating for a couple of different reasons. You lose, obviously, so that's frustrating. But when you lose and there's so many mental mistakes, when there's so many errors that aren't, like, you lose a football game against a good team because they outplay you flat out.
Yes.
That kind of is what it is. It's still frustrating. But when there's so many moments of like, huh, well, I guess the half is just going to end like that, huh? 10-second runoff, that's that. That would have been nice to maybe get those points. I'm sure those points won't come back to bite us at any point.
Oh, of course not.
And then to have 12 guys on the field and 10 guys on the field within a 4-play span of one another down the stretch.
On the plays, arguably the play's biggest game, or the game's biggest play.
Certainly the 10 men on the field play,
yeah,
was where you allowed the one guy that they had cooking on their offense to go unaccounted for and score the game-clinching touchdown. Yeah, I mean, that was that was insane. Like, and you know, are they poorly coached? Maybe. They do a lot of stuff that poorly coached teams do. That's for sure. That's what a lot of that stuff was. And there certainly were physical errors as well. I'm not sitting here saying that they lost the game flat out because they were out schemed and out coached, but it's tough when you always know going against a very well coached team like the 49ers, and a coaching staff that knows the Falcons coaching staff so well, and in various different stops has had great success against these guys. Like, the Shanahan group dominates all of their all of the branches of their tree, Sean McVay on down. Like, they have great success against all of those guys. So you know you're going to come up against a really good game plan. You know they have one of the most explosive players in the league at running back, and you knew that you needed to stop him. I mean, that was one of the keys for us on Friday and yesterday on the Wade Ford tailgate show, was you need to have your all-world dual threat running back outplay theirs, and that didn't happen. And if that didn't happen in that game, it was going to be tough to win, and obviously you did not do it.
This one felt like a coaching win more than anything else in regards to you lost because they had a better coach, a better game plan, and they were able to implement it. And it was both Shanahan offensively with the return of George Kittle, but almost being used as an imposter.
He didn't even do anything.
But the threat and maybe overcommitted, I don't know. But it felt like a coaching win. It felt like the sort of game a good coach wins and a bad coach doesn't. And again, not even just offensively, I think defensively too. It certainly, you lose Divine Diablo, and that changed a lot of things. That was partially a turning point in the game. But, yeah, there are mistakes you just can't continue to make in this one. And when I look at it and from their perspective, from the 49ers' perspective, it was Bijan and Drake London can't do to us what they did to the Bills. Mm-hmm. Check. They didn't. And I know Bijan eventually got into the end zone. It was a quiet day for Bijan. I wouldn't say not impactful. That's not fair, but it was quiet.
That was a nice drive. That one drive that they put together, because it wasn't just the scoring play. There was other plays on that drive that looked like maybe they had come up with something at halftime. And then after that, as the second half went on, obviously the 49ers adjusted, and they just Penix clearly got hurt at some point during the second half, got his leg rolled up on, and didn't look like the same player afterwards. I mean, to me, that's something to watch this week, really. Like, you know, they'll let us know as the week goes on how he's doing. But
I'll tell you right now.
He didn't look great before that. Clearly, he was not his sharpest in the game last night, but he looked significantly worse after he had that leg injury.
I don't think they're going to be honest about what the injury is, and I think they're going to roll him out there next week. I don't think he should be playing. I think he's pretty badly hurt. I mean, I saw the first throw after the injury. He threw a two-hopper.
He was throwing bounce passes.
I'm sure it was
in the fourth
to
quarter.
Someone. And then, obviously, you know, just throws the ball out of bounds, and it's, you know, who knows. It was a mess. It was a mess, Bunk, and it's frustrating because you're coming off riding as high as this fan base had been in years. Realistically, I know you look at last year and 6-3, and you were feeling good at times. As high as you've been in years, and what is it now? And it's not all gone, right? You're 3-3 after a stretch that we had all talked about and saying, feel pretty good if you're 3-3.
Yeah, but you know.
It was probably the three you didn't count. No, well, it was the three you didn't count on,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And so everything is up, everything is down.
Here's the unfortunate reality of it, and I don't know. No one wants to hear this right now, maybe, but I'm sorry. This is kind of where I'm at with it. People want extremes here or extremes there. This is why throughout the early part of this season, so much of the conversation for me and Randy has been, you just have to expect inconsistency. When you're talking about a team that's populated by so much youth, and again, I know that that's not a fun explanation for what happened yesterday. There's obviously a lot more to it than that, and we'll dig into it, but like, this team's always going to have these ups and downs.
You know why that scares me? Because that's not what good teams are.
Well, but they're young. You can be young.
I know.
And
you can also be young
better.
And your lows aren't that low and your highs aren't that high.
Fair enough.
At the best teams.
But also yesterday wasn't the lowest low either. And again, that's not helpful because the lowest low you had was so low that comparing anything to that is probably disingenuous.
If this season, sure. Right.
But again, and again, I'm not sitting here trying to make excuses at all. Yesterday was a bad performance. It was a bad performance, I think, first and foremost, from the offensive staff and from the coaching staff, because there was a lot of moments in that game where it just felt like they weren't as sharp as they needed to be. When you have 12 guys on the field and you have 10 guys on the field and you're closing the half the way that they closed the half and you're just sort of leaving points out there. Obviously, they made the decision that they made to go for it on fourth and short. I don't know if that's about what's on their play card. I know that they don't trust their kicker.
I think it starts there.
That's all a part of it. It's all a part of it. You can't just look at that one moment and be like, well, this is – no. I mean, it's bad because we went into the season with a shaky kicking situation, and it immediately blew up in our faces, and now you're having to deal with that on a weekly basis. Sometimes you're good enough to overcome it. Sometimes it shows up and it bites you in the ass and maybe changes the way that you're making decisions in really close games when you may already have a tough time making smart, fast decisions in really close games. Like, it's all any extra like level of difficulty that you give yourself is self-imposed. And that's that. I mean, that's just one of those things that we came into the season that they hadn't taken care of, and it still shows up every single week.
By the way, their guy who drilled a 53-yarder and has made 15 straight since joining the team, remember, he said no to the Atlanta Falcons because he thought there was a better opportunity with the Niners.
Well, he's right. They're 5-2, and the Falcons are 3-3, and they just beat them yesterday.
So. The Falcons are 3-3 because they didn't have a kicker, and that's part of it.
Part of it. Part of it.
But here's an unanswerable question. Does the 10 men on the field happen if the 12 men on the field doesn't? You know what I mean? Like, was it someone being unsure what number person right. they were? Like, I almost wonder if they were correlated. It first off, unexplainable. Can't happen either way. But I do wonder if there was some sort of someone got overly nervous about being an extra man in a key play that they went under one, which, again, that's bad coaching. Like, it can't happen either way, but I do wonder if they're correlated to some extent.
Maybe. I mean, they're correlated in that it's a disorganized operation.
Oh boy, like, was it?
They're correlated in that way. I don't know if the guy that was the 12th man was like, I better not go out there for this one and mess up again.
I do wonder if there's a little bit of that.
Honestly, I
don't know if it's correlated.
But here's what I do know is on 3rd and 13 in the biggest moment of the game, you had one less guy on the field than them, and you failed to account for the most important player on their team. You rushed three. And let their quarterback sit back there.
Yeah,
and
but
pick
we triple covered that other guy, so he wasn't going to convert.
So you had 10 guys on the field. Three of them were guarding one player.
Yeah,
and Christian McCaffrey was
wide open, underneath, just wide open. So it's frustrating. It's tough to get behind this season reaching potential. And I think that's what concerns me now.
I know, but that to me, here's the thing though. Like, I think this is part of the potential.
It is.
They have the potential to, on a short week across the country against a really well-coached team, to play like this.
Yeah.
I think they also have the potential on 15 days rest at home against one of the best teams in the league to play like they did. I think these are the extremes of a talented but young football team. And again, they're young at the most important position.
Yes.
And Michael Penix has been the most inconsistent player on the team. And if your quarterback is going to be that, and he wasn't awful yesterday. He missed some throws, but he wasn't awful. At least he's not turning the ball over. But if he's going to play this roller coaster style of quarterback, then you're going to have this style of season.
So let me ask you the question here. On a good day, when the Falcons are at their best, do you think they can beat any team in the league?
I guess so, at home.
Okay, I think they can. I do. I think they can match up, and if they're going good and everything's cooking, fine. Here's the concern, and again, this is – they're not winning the Super Bowl this year, probably, and here's why. Here's my concern. I think on a good day, they can beat anyone in the league. I don't think they can put three good days together week by week by week. Oh. And that's what you need to run through the playoffs.
Yeah, clearly they can't.
Right.
They've won three games in a row one time since COVID.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help,
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yeah.
Once.
And that's not great.
Yeah.
That's not great.
It's like three games, not that many. You know what I mean? Like the Bears currently
two
have
of those three at a time were the Panthers and Saints.
The Bears currently have a 4-game winning streak. Like there just it happens sometimes where you rattle games off. The Falcons have won 3 games in a row one time in the last 5 years. Yesterday would have been the second time.
Except they can't hold it together.
They obviously didn't
couldn't
do
hold
that
it together.
Yeah, but again, that's who we're talking about. Like I understand the highs of the Bills game, and we knew what was going to happen if they played like that against the Bills. We were going to have people calling in talking about
Super Bowl.
Is this the 16 team? Is Terry Fontenot the executive of the year? Like people got way up there, which is great. That's why last week we were like, enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. Because as I've said repeatedly, it's a 60-minute drive to Sucktown. And that's what yesterday was.
Yeah.
It's all it takes, man. One game. They're one game away from taking you right back down to where you were.
You know what's dumb? Here's what's dumb for me. I knew there was a chance they would lose this game, and that's fine. It was somehow so much more frustrating of a loss than I was ready to accept. I was ready to accept a loss. This one got me in ways it shouldn't have. That's what's problematic for me.
Why do you think that is?
Because you let one guy who couldn't beat you, being Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
You were not prepared to face a defense that took Bijan and Drake out, which is something I had said
week long. That's the most frustrating part of it for me. Like, McCaffrey's really good, and he does that to people sometimes. Like, he's going to go off. They only allowed 20 points. Like, the defense only allowed 20 points. That's pretty good. But you're going up against a defense in San Francisco that was without their best linebacker. Bosa's been out the entire year. Like, they're injured on defense. And you got 40 yards on the ground from Bijan Robinson, and you only handed it to Tyler Allgeier.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
That's what drives me crazy. It seems like they allow the other team to take them out of what they want to do, and then it's like, all right, well, I guess we just have to throw it 38 times today. Well, no, just keep running it. Like, these guys are really good. Keep giving them opportunities. They'll probably figure it out.
And this is not the same discussion as Carolina, where you were out of the game and had to. You weren't really out of the game.
Which I don't buy.
I don't either.
You weren't out of that game.
But certainly this one was close.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.